I was in here from morning, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
And good evening, everybody. This is General Bobby Ornsby, the Defender 7. This is just a system test. We've been having a problem with Blog Talk Radio and with broadcasting, and we just wanted to see if this was working. And if y'all can hear me, somebody call in 914-205-57-73. You there, Don?
General?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's working. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I was surprised that it connected so quick. I was like, all right, yeah, it's working. But then when I wasn't seeing anybody calling, I was like, uh-oh.
To try and get those days reimbursed.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, anybody else trying to get in?
I'm not showing anybody else calling.
Check messenger, see if anybody replied. I just posted, can anyone call in? I guess you're just going to leave these shows be and then just pick up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when you schedule for like 15 or 30 minutes, you don't get charged.
I would just make sure they haven't been charged for the, what, three that we missed?
Yeah.
Or two?
No, it was three.
It was three. I can't figure out, because I don't have the computer skills, I can't figure out how to get the mission statement pictures onto the brochure. I mean, from the brochure to the
for the computer?
Teespring. Yeah, Teespring.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And we have to work on your memes. That bright coloring has to go.
Right.
What fire are they on?
They're just in my phone.
Got it. Who did the original artwork for the mission statement? I mean,
Chuck
for the pamphlet.
Young. All the ones that are on the pamphlet are all the ones that Chuck Young made when he was with us. Because there's some way that you have to check the picture out, make sure it's not copyrighted.
No, I want to use those same pictures, but I just have to figure out how to get those pictures.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I got them in a file. I could send you the file.
So that we can get them on the stuff in the store.
Right. Yeah, I believe I could send it to you in a file.
Yeah, and we have to change that wording that was used. Was it family guns and something?
Oh, the one we want to use. Yeah, that's the one we want to use for patches, too.
Not feeling it. I think there's other better choices of words.
Well, I'm up for suggestions. Nobody ever suggests anything to me.
No, you know me, I will. I think guns should come out, and I think it should be words from our mission statement. But I don't think guns should be in there. You have the picture of the guns.
Yeah.
So therefore you don't need to have the word guns in there. That could deter people. Give them the wrong look.
Right.
Make it look like a militia, which we are not. Let's see if anybody can, Pat and Christian Stahl. I don't even know who they are.
What's that?
Pat and Christian Stahl, the message. But I don't know who they are.
I don't know either.
They're not calling people. Have you heard from you? How's he doing?
No, I haven't heard anything from him. Last time me or Weathers heard from him was 2 days ago? 3 days ago?
2 days ago.
I'm sure he's
yeah, he'll get in touch. Oh, God, I need a personality.
Borrow one from your son.
He's napping.
He's napping. Jump on that bed. Get that boy up.
They're both napping. It's Friday Night Lights.
Jeez. Freaking napping.
They both should be up. Well, that's why I said I had to jump right in the shower. They both get up and jump right in the shower.
I understand Jay needs it because of his age and everything, but, you know.
As soon as John got home, they went to the gym.
Yeah.
So they get on like, hi. John's like, taking a nap, start laughing. Jay just gives a little grin and shakes his head.
Oh, there's another call.
Is that Wee Weathers? Wee Weathers? Ma'am?
I didn't know we were doing a radio show.
It's just a test.
This is his personal secretary.
I just got back from taking my son out driving on the back roads.
Aww. No,
we went
and
tried
to
go out. Well, we tried to go out on the main roads. He goes, I want to drive on the main road. I said, okay, let's go then. Check your mirrors, you know, before you back out. Well, he pulls up to a stoplight, and we're making a right-hand turn, and we have the red light. What he didn't pay attention was the cars on the other side was
still
making
coming.
Their left turn, and he pulled out right in front of them. I was like, oh, my God, I need a beer now. What?
That's the way Illinois drivers drive anyway.
Right.
No, but you know what? That's life-changing. That'll impact
Well, me. And I said, you're really not ready for the main roads yet, so let's go out on the back country roads, and that way you get a feel, you know, for the truck. And the power, the brakes, how to stay in the center. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
we drove it for an hour and a half on the back roads.
That's great.
So,
hey,
he'll get
that's
there.
What I do. That's what I did with my daughter, dude, when she first got hers. I didn't let her on.
Bobby, did you
see
that dink got into an accident?
What's that?
Yeah.
Did you see that last week? Yeah. Mhm. Beautiful burns of her arms and the airbags.
Who was it?
My daughter.
Dink?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh man.
Mhm. Yep.
What I'd like to try and find, which I'm going to call the DMV tomorrow. I want to find some of those magnets. Student driver.
Don't do it.
Huh?
Don't do it.
Yeah,
they really put a lot of cautions against that. They put a lot of cautions against that. Like when they give you your when you get your kid their own car, they give you like things on to put on their license plate, and they actually deter you away from it because people actually F with them, and then people. Follow them.
Oh wow!
Like it's not a safe thing to do.
Right. Well, I'll just keep letting him drive on these back roads until he's ready. So I feel.
Yeah, you know what?
Ready.
Take him in parking lots. Take him to parking lot like a shopping center.
We have none of those around here. That's why.
He'll be fine. He's very young.
With all the back roads that we have, there's so many back roads back here because we live in
they're gonna cut us off in 90 seconds.
In the country. Huh?
They're going to cut us off in 90 seconds.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's
all good. But I would not do stickers, buddy.
I only signed this on for 15
probably
minutes.
Okay. That'll work.
But
well, then
we just wanted to make messenger. Yeah, we just wanted to make sure that we could all call in.
Okay, because I mean, I was on the way home from the hospital last night, and I kept trying, and it wouldn't go through for nothing.
Well, I got on, and I was able to broadcast for 37 minutes, and then they kicked me out.
Wow.
And nobody was able to call in.
Are they doing any retribution on that?
Well,
because
they owe us for four shows? Yeah, they owe us for 3 days, yeah.
Okay.
But these
are...
All right,
Skippy, close it up.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for testing this system out with me. It works. Thank God. Keep fingers crossed, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m., for Survival Saturday. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Good night.